She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to tell you the truth on this segment because I've seen it in action and I've felt it myself. I love when new vocabulary pops into our language because of something we're experiencing. You know, we put it all together. And the newest one that I've heard is this slang word called hangry. That's right. It's H-A-N-G-R-Y. And I think it's defined by my lovely guest this segment, Sarah Corey's back in the house, the coach's corner, as a state of anger caused by lack of food. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I'm definitely well nourished, and so I'm not hangry at all. I've been there before. I've felt it, and I've seen it in people. What do you know about it?
Yes, well, this is definitely something I think we've all experienced. And for me, it happens sometimes a little bit too often. And hangry, like you said, is defined as a state of anger caused by lack of food. And I see this most, at least for myself, is, you know, we're getting lost in our day. We're out either, you know, with our partners doing something fun, you know, out for me, often shopping, and we lose track of time and we stop listening to our body. And next thing we know, we're irritated, we're angry, and we're having what I call a hangry meltdown.
Yes.
Basically, we forget to eat, our body, our stomach's growling, you know, we're starting to feel that edginess, and we're not listening, and then next thing you know, our body kind of pushes back. And I think that we often think, okay, I'm just being, you know, irritable or emotional, and we don't realize there's actually some science behind what's going on here with our bodies.
And, right.
What we need to think about is our bodies are programmed, you know, we're programmed for survival, and when we survive is by nourishing ourselves with fuel, food, and when we don't do that, our body's going to send signals for survival, telling us it's time to eat, we need fuel, and that's going to come in, like I said, your stomach's going to growl, and then if that's not getting your attention, your body wants to say, okay, hello, I'm here, and then it starts to increase those signals of irritation, anger, irritability, to get you to pay attention.
You know, and I think that this is kind of creeping in our modern day because, you know, just like, let's say, symptoms associated with menopause, I think, and once again, I'll emphasize the modern day part because menopause, as I've always said, natural phase, shouldn't be as symptomatic as it is, but we've got all these influences. I think, too, this is even more pronounced and intensified for folks because when you're adrenally exhausted, let's just put it that way, if you were more vital, I mean, our body's meant to take care of us, and we can go long, 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 long time without eating. However, because there's this signal from your adrenals, it's a stress response, okay? Your brain requires glucose to actually work. If you're not getting it in by nourishing yourself, and you're thinking, right, you're during your day, and maybe your work day, and you're looking at your computer, and you're answering questions, and your body's like, oh my gosh, he's thinking, and there's no food on board, adrenals go, oh my gosh, I got to tell the brain to tell the liver to kick out glycogen and keep fueling it. So all of a sudden you're in survival mode, and usually, hey, it's fine if you've got the vitality to do it. But if you're already quart low, forget about it. And I think that's when people just really have this entire hangry experience has intensified, and it happens more and more frequently to folks.
Yes, I think that's a really good point, is that a lot of us are chronically stressed. And like you said, when we're, you know, in that stress state, our adrenals are already overworking, pumping out cortisol, which is a stress hormone, that can actually cause a dysregulation in your blood sugar. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword right there. And there actually was a study that showed, I thought this was really interesting. So an Ohio State University study, they had couples come in and they gave them blood glucose monitors, and your blood glucose is basically just checking the amount of sugar in your blood, and you want to keep that at a stable level. You don't want to be too low, which is hypoglycemic, or too high, hyperglycemic. So they gave them blood glucose monitors and voodoo dolls, which is really funny, and they had the couples check their blood sugar in the morning and at night, and then at night they told the couples to stick pins in the voodoo doll to represent how angry they were with their partner at the end of the day on a scale of 0 to 50. And they found at the end of the study was that those who had the lower blood sugar, so the hyperglycemic, which is when we're getting that hangry experience, had more pins in their doll. So they had more aggression and more anger based on their blood sugar levels, which is really interesting, right? And no difference between men and women. Men and women were the same. So that's really interesting.
That's amazing.
So I think, isn't that amazing? I thought that was a great study. And, you know, we can think of, just as a high level, there's two hormonal things we can think about when we're thinking about this. One hormone is called ghrelin, and that's produced in your stomach. And that's going to send signals up to your brain that you're hungry to make you, you know, stimulate hunger, make you want to eat. And it's also been shown that not only does it stimulate that hunger feeling, but it also can stimulate anxiety response. So it's stimulating anxiety response in the brain, and then when we eat, that can subside. And then another hormone we can think about is serotonin. So a study, University of Cambridge did a study that showed the hormone serotonin being strongly linked to this emotional role of hunger, this hangry emotion. And serotonin is a hormone that's involved in regulation of emotional impulses and behavior, and they actually found that the levels of serotonin fluctuated both the same during times of stress and times of hunger. So that actually could signal anger sensors in the brain. So I thought that was really interesting that these two hormones are playing a role in that going on itself. So causing that anxiety, causing that anger.
I think it's all completely connected. And, you know, I think it goes back to one of the things that I love to say is just nourishment when it comes to staying frequently nourished, doing the act actually of nourishing yourself through appropriate and timely in these days dietary sources. I think it's so important because it's just the way I think that you can anchor. I mean, there's so many things going on with our hormone system. So serotonin, cortisol, you've mentioned, ghrelin, you've mentioned, there's leptin. There's so many things that can be influenced. And I think that's why I was talking to somebody who said, oh, it's so easy to lose weight. You just eat less and exercise more. And I said, you might want to be careful who you say that around because they're going to throw something at you because it's, Yeah, so incredibly complicated. But one of the things that we can do, I think from an energy perspective, from a health perspective, from a sleep-wake perspective, is keep yourself nourished. Keep that blood sugar stable, not only avoiding hangry moments. And then, you know, the funny thing is, Sarah, because I think I'm going to call you serotonin from now on. The funny thing is about, now I lost my train of thought because I'll bring it back. I will bring it back.
We'll come back.
For sure.
Well, I wanted to actually bring up to what you were saying about nourishing yourself. I think that when people, you know, it does come to the weight loss thing too, is sometimes people are trying to lose weight and they think, oh, I'm not going to eat, but that's going to cause these ups and downs and spikes in your blood sugar. And what you really want to do is think about eating regularly. And I just tell people, start your day off right. You're going to set the tone for the day. Begin your day with a protein-based meal. I like to say within an hour, half hour of waking, but that some people can't, even just before 10 a.m. And you can make this easy. Start with a protein smoothie, you know, aim for at minimum 10 grams of protein, throw in some flax, maybe some avocado, leafy greens. You're just fully getting all of these nutrients and having the protein and having that fat, it's going to cause satiety, and it's also going to be a slow sugar burn in the body. So it's just going to set you at a good blood sugar point just to start your day. I think that's a really important for people to think about. And so many people are skipping breakfast, having coffee, and coffee is causing a stress response in the body, and then your blood sugar is getting, you know, set at a bad place for the whole day. So just do yourself a favor, come up with a nice breakfast, add some protein, and I think that's a key thing that people can just start right away.
All right, so you said 10 grams of protein. How much is that exactly? Give me a couple examples.
You're going to stump me on that.
Okay, you and I are both fumbling over each other to that. But no, so I mean, you think about like so we'll come back to that. We'll get it actually on a blog so you can go to Radio MD. This is Sarah Corey with Coach's Corner. Once again, avoid hangry moments. And then, I knew what I was going to say. If you're hangry, usually have a vicious cycle because you're going to disrupt a relationship in your life that's going to make things worse. So start off great, eat a great breakfast, add some protein, and there you have it. Stay with us.